All right, y'all. We gonna get a little serious on this episode right here. You know, I'm gonna play this recording that I got off of Instagram, and it's by one of the multimillionaires, one of the rich entrepreneurs, Robert Kiyosaki, and he gives a train of thought on our poor people. And I just want you to hear it. We're going to talk about it. All right?
Never say, I can't afford it. And it was my rich dad and many of my teachers subsequent to that. This lazy people always say, I can't afford it. I don't have the money. That's why they're poor. They have a poor mindset. So instead of figuring out how to raise money, it's just really easy to be a loser. And I call these losers. It pisses them off. Never say.
All right. That's, again, that's Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And he was basically talking about how, you know, poor people are just basically lazy. Now, I wish he would have characterized that because of all poor people. Like, you know, like if you want to just statistically go with who's rich or poor, because, like, you know, they pretty much are closing off the gap between the rich, poor, and the middle class. Like, you know, like middle class people, you know, if you're not well off, you're pretty much into the 99% category. Because, like they say, 1% of the population is the only ones that's wealthy. So, you know, so on that terminology, you know, of the 99 cent, are you trying to say that all of the 99 cent people are just lazy? Because we haven't crossed that threshold of being a multimillionaire. You got to throw millionaires in there too, because millionaires, like in 2021, you know, being that, you know, the value of the dollar and where that is, you know, it's just, you know, it's just not easy to say that you could be a millionaire and be well off. You know, you have to keep investing and making different type of earnings to sustain that 1 million. You know, a mentor from afar put up a post on Instagram where he was saying that, you know, it's one thing to make $1 million. It's another thing to sustain and keep $1 million. Just making $1 million doesn't necessarily make you a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? Sure, you made it. But, you know, when Uncle Sam gets his cut of it, you know what I'm saying? Because when you make $1 million, traditionally, you have to pay $300,000 back in taxes to Uncle Sam. Okay? So that takes you out of the millionaire bracket. Once, you know, once Uncle Sam gets his cut, you know. So, but is it fair to say that just all poor people are just lazy like that? Like, we have those people that have, you know, they have that mindset of where they're content. They're not really looking to, you know, get into the rat race of being wealthy and all that kind of thing. So I get when you're talking about those people that sort of just, you know, are comfortable with the struggle, per se. They're content with the struggle. You know, it's like they realize they're always going to be behind on their bills, or they're always going to live in this environment, or they're always going to be surrounded by these people who have no intentions of bettering their conditions. But that doesn't speak for all people. So, like, you know, the topic is that fair to say that all poor people are lazy? All of the, and again, I got to put all of the people that's in the 99%. All the people in the 99%, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about, and like I said, there's a lot of those that are top earners. They make six-figure salaries. They're basically millionaires. They at least hit the mark, but they're not well off. They're not able to have that money passed down to their offsprings and their offsprings. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was kind of wild. That was kind of a wild statement for him to say, man. That's just crazy. And then I talked to some of my aspiring entrepreneurs, man, because we all are looking to cross that threshold of being wealthy, or we're just looking to, whereas we're not just saturated in debt, because there's a lot of things in this society they have set up to put you in debt in the urban community. They have these things where, you know, discrimination, redlining in real estate, you know what I'm saying? The total disenfranchisement of, you know, earning a decent living. You know, there were certain jobs and careers that were done away with due to technology. And some people, you know, if they didn't have the insight to adjust, it's like, hey, they're just out there. You know, they're just out there. There's no real education on financial literacy. There needs to be some type of structure like that in college or something. Because everything is set up to where, you know, you could just be in debt. You know, you're getting a new house, you're getting a new car, you signing a contract with any particular business, you making these purchases at the store, high priced items, high end items. So, you know, and they push that type of influence on the average consumer. You know, average consumer, if he don't know no better, it's just, hey, they come out with the new iPhone, or, you know, they come out with the new so-and-so, and it's $2,000-$3,000, you know, and people just be like, hey, that's one of the things to have. You know, you know what I'm saying? You got it going on if you got the new so-and-so-and-so. And people just, you know, instead of, you know, there being some type of balancement in education to be like, hey, instead of spending these couple of $1,000s on this new iPhone, why don't you put that into your savings? Why don't you put that into an investment to make your money grow to whereas you can get out of being in debt? You can pay off that student loan or your car loan, or that real estate loan. You know, these are some of the things that, you know, you hear these people who have made it, you hear these people that's rich or whatever, you made that, and they'll never take into consideration of where they came from before they got to that threshold. And they always want to look down on the people because they just don't have that insight to get where they're at. You know, I don't think nobody just wants to be in debt. You don't hear nobody just say, like, yeah, I like being behind on my bills, or I like living in public housing, you know. So, I'd like to know what's your particular take on Robert Kiyosaki's statement, just you individually. And if that's the case, if poor people are just this way, like, what do we do to fix that? What do we do to, you know what I'm saying? Since they ain't got no, like, you have to really pursue, you know, financial literacy through the internet, or what do you have to do to get out of it? But there's really nothing set up to prevent these type of things happening to a segment of the public. All right? This is D Divine, you know what I'm saying? This is Double D's Experience. Let me know what's your take on this statement. All right? Holla back.